Well, the situation in Ukraine will also be discussed when Cabinet meets today with the Taoiseach Simon Harris updating ministers on the evolving situation, but matters closer to home will top the agenda. Pay for workers in the disability sector, job creations and in particular housing will be discussed. And keeping a close eye on all of it will be political correspondent Paul Cunningham, who joins us on the line now. Paul, first to the situation in Ukraine. It will be discussed at Cabinet, but you know, as a neutral country, Ireland is largely a bystander, particularly to what was happening in Paris, for example, yesterday. What is Simon Harris likely to tell his colleagues on that?
You're right, Mary. There'll be no change, you know, to Ireland opting out of, you know, discussions on military backing for Kyiv. But what will be discussed at Cabinet today is how Ireland has not been able to effectively fulfil commitments to provide €250 million in non-lethal military support to Ukraine due to stalling tactics from Hungary's Prime Minister Viktor Orban on what's called an EU-Ukraine assistance fund. So the tactic that Ireland is going to adopt is to use another fund, the European Peace Facility Mechanism, to channel up to €50 million worth of support to Ukraine. The Taoiseach Minister for Foreign Affairs and Defence, Simon Harris, will also tell Cabinet that there is a need to issue a strong statement of solidarity on the third anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, which falls next Monday. And he's going to give sort of additional information that to date Ireland has paid out more than €130 million in stabilisation and humanitarian support since the war began, and Ireland has welcomed 110,000 displaced Ukrainian nationals.
And on issues much more local to that, it was something that arose during the election campaign directly with Simon Harris in that Kanturk encounter. Pay for disability workers in the community and voluntary organisations. We're expecting some developments on that today.
Yeah, we are. It's going to come from the Minister for Children, Norma Foley, because this has been an issue which has dogged the government in relation to ensuring that there's fairness when it comes to workers. In particular, 27,000 disability workers in community and voluntary organisations who are deemed not covered by the recent public sector pay. So the Minister for Children, Disability and Equality, Norma Foley, is going to present a proposal to Cabinet that talks should be convened as quickly as possible. And she'll say this is in line with a programme for government commitment to, and I'm quoting here, to progress pay issues that affect delivery of disability services and the long-term viability of organisations within the sector. So basically, many of these organisations are funded by the HSE under what's termed Section 39 of the Health Act, but those workers are not considered to be public servants and therefore outside of the pay deals. So clearly there's a big push now to try and see if they can solve this problem, because SIPTU had been balloting 21 organisations for strike action that was announced earlier this month.
And another problem that they're seeking to solve, but a much longer term one, is housing. The Subcommittee on Housing met last night, and there will be capital investment for social housing, but no tax breaks for developers. That appears to be resisted by Fine Gael.
Yeah, I mean, this kite in relation to tax breaks was floated by the Taoiseach Micheál Martin. His argument was that Ireland needs private sector investment if we're going to achieve, for the terms, ambitious housing completion targets, that the state can't do it all. And so these developers might need to be incentivised. Now, that caused concern within Fine Gael that the public could associate tax breaks for developers with a return to the bad old times of the Celtic Tiger days. So cue a denunciation of any possibility of that from the Finance Minister Pascal Donoghue in Brussels yesterday. But just because possible tax breaks wasn't mentioned at the Cabinet committee meeting yesterday, it doesn't necessarily mean that the idea is dead. Minister Donoghue is clearly opposed to broad tax breaks, but that leaves open the possibility of targeted or finite measures in the future. Now, it's going to take some time if a deal is done, but if one is, we wouldn't see any sign of it until Budget 2025 in October, because Minister Donoghue's averse to try and make tax changes during the course of the year. He says all that stuff has to be done in the budget. One issue which was discussed yesterday, a review of rent pressure zones, that did get agreement at the Cabinet Committee meeting, and now that's another controversial one, particularly for opposition parties.
OK, Paul, we'll be watching what comes out of Cabinet today, but thanks very much for joining us.